KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, our house. Speaking of housing, there is a housing crisis in Port Townsend. And you may think, what? What are you talking about? Stock market's up. Real estate prices are up. I'm not talking about investments. I'm talking about housing as it was originally intended, which is to be a home for people. And there are a lot of people in this area who can't afford a home here because rental prices have gone up as well as housing prices for purchases. In the last financial crisis, there were a lot of foreclosures and it was an investor-driven bailout, so a lot of the houses were bought by investors. Those houses have been flipped rather than put on as rentals, so the supply has gone down. A lot of the foreclosed homeowners are now renters, so demand for rentals has gone up. You couple that decreased supply and increased demand, and prices have gone up. And also add in the fact that there isn't enforcement of housing standards here in this area. There isn't really a consumer or renter advocacy group in Jefferson County. So a lot of those rentals, not only are they expensive, but they're in poor condition. And a lot of them do actually violate the Washington State Landlord Tenant Act, but it's very difficult to have that enforced. And you may say, well, this is just the free market, but I'd say it's really not, because it's only the market price after lobbyists have gotten in there and gotten the financial interests of their clients, and they've affected the legislation and the bailout and the laws, and who is left to stand up for the regular guy? Well, the person sitting next to me here in the studio, Carolyn Stimbert from the Peninsula Housing Authority out of Port Angeles, is one of those people. Carolyn, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad to have you in to talk about this and subjects lots of people either know very dearly or maybe don't know anything about at all because they haven't been affected by it. But tell us how you and Peninsula Housing Authority are helping people with this housing situation I just described.
Right. Well, we do not do emergency housing. That is OLECAP. Mm-hmm. However, we are offering an opportunity for people to take themselves out of the rental and to own their own home. Mm-hmm. And this is not a giveaway. This is a work program. In order to do it, you need to commit to putting in 32 hours a week until all the homes in your group are done. Mm-hmm. You help build not only your own, but everyone else's. But the good part is they help you.
And how many is everybody else? How many houses?
In this case, we have a group of six families. Mm-hmm. So it's like a barn raising. You have six families come together and they raise the walls on one and then they raise the walls on the next and go around the group until everyone's walls are up and siding on and roof on. And no one moves in until everyone is done.
Well, that provides incentive to get it done.
It does.
Now, let's go back for a second. You mentioned you don't do emergency housing. OLECAP does. What do you mean by emergency housing? Like someone's homeless and they need a place.
Right. So, for example, you were in a home. It was foreclosed. Mm-hmm. I need a house today. I need a place to live. You've got to give me a place to live. I can't give mm-hmm. you a place to live. Mm-hmm. I don't have a place mm-hmm. to put you in. OLECAP does the emergency uh-huh. housing here.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. But then we help with later on the spectrum. After you're stabilized, you're in a rental, or you've got enough to be able to move to the next level, mm-hmm. we're ready to help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And what kind of homes are we talking about?
The ones we are building are three-bedroom. Mm-hmm. They're very nice homes. All but one of them has a garage. Mm-hmm.
What kind of square footage?
Oh, the square footage is approximately 1,200 square mm-hmm. feet for the house,
size.
Plus the garage, mm-hmm. Which is modest but mm-hmm. very nice. Mm-hmm. We have actually done this for a number of years in Port Angeles. Mm-hmm. We have finished 70 homes in Port Angeles. We're working on another group of nine mm-hmm. currently.
Wow.
So, you know, quite a bit of experience doing this.
How many years? So is that about one set a year? How many are you, how often are you doing it?
I believe they started in 2006 uh-huh. with the first group. So it's a little less than one per year, mm-hmm. but we would like it to be one per year, but sometimes the logistics of getting the property and so forth it takes longer than a year sometimes.
And this is your first in Port Townsend?
This is our first in Port Townsend. Kitsap Housing did this a number of years ago here, but they pulled out a number of years ago, and we've taken that spot.
Do you know why they pulled out?
I do not. And I have not had that conversation with them.
And what caused you to move from expand into Port Townsend? Was the fact that they left, or was there you saw a need?
Well, we are now the Peninsula Housing Authority is now the housing authority for both Clallam and Jefferson County. And so this became our area. We have a presence here, and we feel the responsibility to provide the opportunity for you.
Oh, wonderful. And is there any talk of other areas in those counties out to Forks or Squim or anything like that?
We are looking for property in Squim. When we find that, we will have a group there. At this point, we do not have it. So until we have it, you know, it's future.
And talk about the limitations that that you encounter in terms of, you said, you know, property you can afford. You need to find property that's affordable, that is safe, that's buildable. I mean, what are the constraints?
Well, we also need to have them close enough that people can build in a group. We have one set of full carpenter power tools. We have to have those close to all the houses. So the lots need to be close to each other, within two blocks anyway. So that's a constraint. Of course, the price is a constraint. Being able to find that many lots that are affordable in a small area. They have to be environmentally safe. Our program cannot do them where they're not considered environmentally safe. So there's a lot of things to take into account on that. We also make sure that we build where there is both water and sewer. The reason being is that replacing those, either a well or a septic, should they fail, is cost prohibitive for a low-income person, which our program is limited to, by definition, of what USDA says is low-income people. However, for example, a two-person family here in Jefferson is $41,700 for low-income.
So if you make under that as a two-family home, you would perhaps
you would qualify. Right.
And is there a minimum income limit?
There is not a minimum, except in reality there is, because you have to be able to make the payment.
So that's more of just a finance thing, like a banker would look and see if you could make, afford a payment.
So, for example, if you had a large down payment from an inheritance, your income could still be very low.
Right.
And you could qualify because your actual loan would be less and your payment would be less.
Right, I see. And so do you, let me say again, this is Jonathan Ward, KPTZ Port Townsend, and I'm speaking with Carolyn Stimbert of the Peninsula Housing Authority out of Port Angeles. You have an office also in Port Townsend, correct?
That is correct. And 5210 Coon Street.
And Coon Street is, if you're going out sort of around that curve, heading towards the fairgrounds, it's your first right, the one that kind of takes you up to the parking lot at North Beach.
Right.
And you're on the right there, first or second building, maybe?
Third building.
Third building on the right.
Right, right on Chinese Lagoon.
Great, yeah, right on the lagoon. And people can stop in. What are your office hours in Port Townsend?
I'm there Monday and Friday from 9 to 4.
Okay, 9 to 4. Okay. And is there a phone number if people wanted to?
Yeah, the phone number there is area code 360-379-2565. You can also reach me by email, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L, let's reverse that, sorry. The one you want is C. Stimbert, so it's C as in cat, Stimbert, S-T-I-M-B-E-R-T, at Peninsula, P-I-N,
I-N-S-U-L-A-P-H-A.org. Wow.
And
so that's a lot. Is there a website people can look at?
Again, it's peninsulapha.org. Under general information, you can click the Mutual Self-Help Housing tab, mm-hmm. and that will take you to a page that describes what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Intake application. On the intake application is both of my emails, phone numbers, mm-hmm. et cetera, because I do work 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I'm just not in Port Townsend.
So you're in Port Angeles, and people could always call you in Port Angeles to get information. And you could always Google Peninsula Housing Authority, Port Angeles, or Peninsula Housing Authority, Port Townsend, and the information I'm sure would come up. Wonderful. So these houses are, we're saying they're modest but well-built houses, and there's they are energy efficient, or
they are actually Energy Star, which is 15% above Washington Energy Code.
Hmm.
Washington Energy Code is one of the highest in the nation, and so this means that they're above the best.
Mm-hmm.
They also have some green things in it, like we put footing drains around them to increase the. Make sure that they are not getting moisture underneath and mold and so forth. Mm-hmm. They're heated by mini heat pumps. The water heaters have to be Energy Star. Mm-hmm. So they're very, very energy efficient.
Keep the homeowners' payments down going forward in terms of utility payments.
Yes, very much so. Nice. And because they're so well insulated, you need very little heat cooling in the summer.
Right. And so this is an ongoing thing. You get groups of six. And what's the largest group? Nine or the houses that you build at once?
The largest we've ever done is 10.
10? Okay. So between 6 and 10 houses at once. Again, it's a sweat equity program where the homeowners are responsible for putting in 32 hours a week, which is most of these people are working.
Yes.
And so you have 32 hours a week. It's now, a you can get some volunteer help? Or?
Volunteers can do up to half of those hours, 16 a week. Uh-huh. But adults in the household need to do 16 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone is disabled, they can have a building partner who signs saying mm-hmm. that they're willing to do those until all those household hours until the home is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the beautiful things about it, though, with the... with the sweat equity is that you have no down payment. Unlike getting into most homes, you don't have down payment costs. What you will have the day you move in is you have to have homeowners insurance. You have to have your own refrigerator. You have to pay for a washer and dryer. But the actual down payment on the house doesn't exist.
That's great. And so if someone's thinking, wow, I don't have any savings for the 20% down, not an issue as long as they have an ability to make payments.
Correct. That is correct. You don't have to wait and save that $40,000 or so to get into a home.
Right. There is an opportunity right now. It's an ongoing thing. You're constantly collecting builders, I guess you'd call them, for the next group, but you have a group right now of six slots and five are filled, so there's actually a space available. Someone could get qualified and jump in and have a home within
a
year.
That is correct. They could be there and building in a month if you know they are ready today walking in the door. Most people are not ready walking in the door. One of my jobs is to help them get ready. I work with people, whether it's increasing their income or improving their credit, just simply building stability so that they can qualify for the USDA 502 loans. The 502 product actually is a very good product. It's a subsidized interest rate. It has a fixed interest rate right now, 3.5%. However, you can it can be subsidized down to 1% based on your income. So let's say your income is $30,000 a year, your payment would be subsidized down to 1%. And it literally takes about $300 a month or so off of your house payment.
Nice.
Which means that these homes are less than you're paying for rent. So not only are you owning your home, but you're paying less than you would for even a two-bedroom here in Port Townsend.
And what is the relationship with the USDA? They're financing it?
USDA acts as the bank. They also provide technical assistance grant to Peninsula Housing Authority. And what that enables is it enables us to have a construction supervisor who supervises the building, mm-hmm. is responsible that they're all to code, coordinates with the contractors, orders all the supplies, teaches the homeowners how to build. You don't need to know how to build walking in. You can be totally green on not knowing what to build. And the construction supervisor assigns your tasks and teaches you how to do them. So it's fantastic in that respect.
Mm-hmm. And you learn skills and become a handy person. And you know, you talked about the subsidy in it. There's probably a bad stereotype against subsidized housing. I think we can probably clear that up right now, because that stereotype, those type of people are not going to be putting in 32 hours a week on top of working to build a home. So these are probably pretty good neighbors who then are also pretty handy by the end.
Yeah, the last group that finished in Port Angeles was telling, we were sure lucky getting such nice people in our group. Mm-hmm. And I just laughed and said, well, you know, they're all that way. Because right. the people who wouldn't be nice neighbors aren't willing to put in 32 hours a week and mm-hmm. commit to that for 10 months approximately. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge commitment.
That is.
And when you get into your homes, they are the people who are willing to work, willing to do. Mm-hmm. And speaking of community, that's one of the things this does. You've mm-hmm. worked side by side and helped each other for 10 months.
Right.
And when you move in, you already know everyone in your neighborhood.
You've built a village.
You've built a village. Mm-hmm. And the kids run from one house to another mm-hmm. like they belong there, which they do. Mm-hmm. And the whole neighborhood looks after them. Mm. So it really builds a fantastic community in addition to homes.
Mm-hmm. KPTZ Port Townsend, this is Jonathan Ward. That is Carolyn Stimbert of Port Angeles and Port Townsend's Peninsula Housing Authority talking about the building opportunity that exists for middle and low income potential homeowners. And we're talking about it as because there's really a crisis in the middle and lower end rental market in Port Townsend, but really I think probably all over. I can speak to that myself. I'm in a wonderful rental right now with great caring homeowners who really understand the more they put into the house, the more we'll want to take care of it, and it works well. But I've been in, this is the first house I've been in that isn't rat and or mold infested, and there's a lot of that. People may not realize in Port Townsend, you probably have heard lots of stories about that.
I do. In addition to doing this program, I also do the administer the Section 8 for mm-hmm. the county. Mm-hmm. And I hear a great number of horror stories,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. And people, as I said in the beginning, there really is not a consumer or renter advocacy group in this county, or Clallam County, I assume, also. I just want to say personally, familiarize yourself with the Washington State Landlord Tenant Act and see, you know, it's required if you're renting that those laws get adhered to.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I think, unfortunately, landlords will just assume you don't know the laws. But that's one way to strengthen your position. And then this, of course, is another way where you could actually just end up owning your own home. And Carolyn, let's talk about Port Townsend, since I've been mentioning the rentals here. It seems like it's been pretty easy for you in Port Angeles. You've had many, at least 10 rounds there. What are you encountering in Port Townsend, and what challenges may be different than setting up a group in Port Angeles?
Well, it seemed like when we went to look for the lots, lot prices seemed to increase in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We must have caught it right on the curve.
Mm-hmm.
That was a challenge. Another challenge has been getting subcontractors here.
Mm-hmm.
We think we have them lined up at mm-hmm. this point, so that's very helpful. We do use an excavator, we use foundation, we have a roofer, we have drywaller, electrician and plumber.
Oh, okay.
So that those critical pieces of the house are done well. The drywaller is so that the finished product looks beautiful, not like an amateur did it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They mm-hmm. look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The other challenge we've had is I'm not sure if it's people not knowing about the program mm-hmm. or being worried about their credit.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been slow to come in mm-hmm. and apply.
Mm-hmm.
But USDA, actually, if you have no credit, mm-hmm. will I do a credit analysis, use alternative references, mm-hmm. and you're fine.
Like
you're acceptable.
Your car insurance or your current rent payment, things like
your
that.
Your current rent payment, your electricity, your mm-hmm. garbage. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've paid for a year on storage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things I can use. A cell phone, if you can demonstrate mm-hmm. you've been paying it for mm-hmm. a full year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to do it. Basically, I have to look at each individual situation, and we work with it from wherever you are mm-hmm. and work till you're ready to go into the next group.
And give your phone number here in Port Townsend again.
The phone number here in Port Townsend is 379-2565.
So someone could just leave you a message if you're listening and you're interested. You can just leave Carolyn a message now, and she'll call you back, you know, or maybe you know somebody who's in a difficult situation, or maybe you don't realize that renting can be a difficult situation, and anything sort of under the $1,100 range here in Port Townsend, it can get kind of sketchy, and mm-hmm. people can get taken advantage of. So if you know somebody in that situation, you could let them know. And there's no obligation if someone calls.
You're not obligated until you actually sign the loan papers.
Right, and that's going to be a ways down the road. People have to go through many steps.
Correct.
And you'll correct. Check it out and let them know if you think someone's not qualified either financially or that they don't have the motivation for the building, you'll probably let them know, because you don't want someone in there who's not going to be able to follow through.
No. Right. We definitely want you to follow through, partly to protect the other homeowners, but mm. to protect you too. We don't mm. want you in a situation that isn't going to work for you. Mm. This mm. is a program we want you to be able to not only go in, follow through, but be able to stay in the home for years. This mm-hmm. is about stability, mm-hmm. not about going in, turning around, and, oh, well, I'm going to move, you know, when things change. No, we're talking about stability. It is your home. If you want to sell it, we have no strings on it. You can.
Mm-hmm.
But we want it to be available to you as long as you want and need it.
Mm-hmm. And talk about most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity. That's a national mm-hmm. program, and you're just a local program. So, you know, compare and contrast. Do you collaborate with Habitat? Are you just a similar program? How do you compare?
We do work with Habitat. They have some other funding opportunities mm. to a degree, mm. although
well,
they are
stores, of course.
Because of their store, they can do a little financing on their own.
Mm-hmm.
However, to the degree they do, they still have not an ownership interest, but a interest in the property, and they want to pass it on to another low-income family, one of their families. Ours, it's your home. If you decide to sell it, you can sell it on the open market, which, of course, gives you fantastic equity here in Port Townsend mm-hmm. immediately.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this, of course, is for home building. You, like with Habitat, you would accept volunteers if someone's listening and they don't have a housing need, but they like to build or they want to help out. How do they do that?
Well, if you call, I would be glad to put you on a list. There's always a need for volunteers. First of all, our homeowners work. Almost all of them work. You have to have the money to make mm-hmm. the payment.
Right, right.
So when you're working 40 hours a week, taking care of a child, and working on the home, volunteers are most appreciated. Yeah. And if you do volunteer, you can have the satisfaction mm-hmm. of knowing you helped someone get into their home. That's actually was my first contact with the program. I volunteered for a lady who was working 40 hours a week, had a son, and trying to put in her 32 hours a week. Mm. And she looked sick. She was too tired.
Yeah.
And when I found out, I said, oh, well, I can help you with that, and went out for a while, 16 hours a week, and then 8 hours a week, mm-hmm. and made a huge difference in her life.
Wow, and got a job out of it, too.
And ended up with a job. That's even better. Yes.
That's one of them. And speaking of your job, it seems like you kind of wear many hats. You're a accountant, bookkeeper. You have to make sure people qualify and everything's set, and in a way you're a lobbyist speaking for people getting qualified housing, and maybe a counselor too. You probably encounter lots of people who have sort of gotten so used to terrible situations they find it hard to imagine stepping into this kind of a situation. Yeah,
that's one of the unexpected things when I took the job I didn't think I would be doing. But one of the things I do is to turn people's mindset. There's attitude of hopelessness. I'm not one of those who could ever own a home. Mm-hmm. And that isn't true.
Right.
I can sit down and work with you, and you can own a home. And it makes realizing that in itself brings hope to people, mm-hmm. which is huge.
Hope is huge. And just providing that, I mean, you're providing a home, but providing hope, everything turns when your mindset
right.
changes. And I can speak to that, being stuck in bad rental situations. You just, is this really it? And you kind of settle into this being taken advantage of. And it's unfortunate that happens. But again, here's a way out. So of course people know about Habitat for Humanity, and your income limits, it's for low income, but perhaps a little bit higher people can qualify than Habitat. Is that right?
Oh, we go quite a bit higher than Habitat mm-hmm. does. Habitat provides more of the labor for you.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bigger volunteer base
right.
than we do.
Sure.
They generally do one or two houses at a time. We do a whole community, which is one of the advantages in that you form that community. Habitat does require some hours, but not nearly as many.
Oh, interesting.
And Habitat usually has some element in there where they can control who you can sell the house to later.
Mm, right.
Right. Whereas we do not do that.
Hmm.
They are able to qualify some people who are lower income because of their they have some money to help with the financing, mm-hmm. which we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that being said, this is another opportunity. It's also an opportunity for people who are new to the area. Mm-hmm. Habitat does have a one-year residency requirement.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have that.
Great. And again, this is Jonathan Wardham speaking with Carolyn Stimbert of the Peninsula Housing Authority. And in a way, we're getting the word out. Our signal does go out to Port Angeles. So if you're listening out there, you can participate in Port Angeles. People probably know about you out there since you've built close to 80 homes now, but you're just starting here, so we're wanting to give you the opportunity to let people know about it. You haven't actually built yet, but you're ready to, and there's actually one space available in the current group of six, and after that gets going, are you planning, okay, we'll make it work, or Port Townsend is too expensive, or are you going to keep it going here?
I'm sure my boss will be looking for more property mm-hmm. once we get these going. It's Annie O'Rourke, and she is looking for property right now. I know she's looking in Squim.
Mm-hmm.
We just put, we have a purchase and sale on some more property in Port Angeles, and mm-hmm. I'm lining up people for that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the neat things is that in the order that you're ready, you get to choose your lot and house, which it's kind of fun to be able to look at all the plans and go, which one would be my favorite? But even for the last person, it's exciting to get into a house, especially because of the culture of hopelessness that we can't just being able to get into your own home and not have to worry about rent increases and landlords deciding they want to move back in or sell the house or all of the things that happen to people.
Not repairing the house.
And unfortunately, when there are so few places to move to, it's really difficult to... You have... People who are in Section 8 are even afraid to call to have the house checked.
Yep.
Because if it doesn't meet housing quality standards, we stop paying the rent. And but they can't go somewhere else because there's nowhere else to find.
Right. Supply is really down again. All those foreclosed people from a few years ago are renting, and that's increased the demand for rentals. And then a lot of investors bought up the properties cheap, and they're not necessarily renting those properties. So it's a very tight rental market.
Very tight.
Yes. And could this, if you, and so you are planning, I assume, on, like you said, looking at other properties in Sequim and Port Angeles, but also in
also
Port Townsend.
Also in Port Townsend.
And do you think this, as well as what Habitat is doing, could this put a dent at all, take some pressure off of the rental market, or
well,
is it too
anything
big?
Helps. Mm-hmm. Obviously, anything helps. Over time, like Port Angeles having built 70 units, that's big, but it takes 8-9 years to build that many homes, so or 10 years. So over time, it will make a difference, but it's again a little bit at a time. With both Habitat and Peninsula Housing putting people into homes, it helps even more. There's still a lot more room. You know, there's still need. There probably always will be need.
Wonderful to hear that this is happening. Again, this is Carolyn Stimbert with the Peninsula Housing Authority. If you're just tuning in one last time, let's tell people how they can contact you. This is for their home ownership sweat equity program. You do, you're responsible for 32 hours of labor a week. You can have 16 of those by volunteer, but you have to get the volunteers. So that's 16 yourself, but a total of 32 hours a week from your household. And you can own a home and get out of that rental cycle if that's not working for you here in Port Townsend. So let's give people the information. Again, you have an office in Port Angeles and an office here going up towards North Beach in Port Townsend. People could call you at either place, but you're here 2 days a week in Port Townsend.
Right. And the number here in Port Townsend is 379-2565. It's 5210 Coon Street, way out at North Beach, not any of the other pieces. One thing we haven't touched on either is the confidence it gives people, knowing that they really can. It empowers them. Totally different attitude coming out from going in for people.
You really, I think, can't overemphasize that when you feel hope and you feel empowered, not only does your housing situation change, but your whole outlook. I mean, your whole everything changes.
Right. I can.
Right. And there is hope and there is help, and people help out as opposed to feeling that you're all alone and there's no help in a helpless situation. And that's a wonderful service to provide on the emotional level too.
It is. It's quite a change for people.
And you've seen the people in Port Angeles. They've been in for 8, 6 years. What sort of feedback do you get from those folks?
That was the hardest year of my life, but it was so worth it. I would tell everyone to do it.
Great.
One young lady came in, her mother had done it when she was a teenager. And she said, you know, I want to give this to my kids. It changed my life. I want to change my kids' lives.
Wow. That's pretty powerful
testimony that it does make a difference. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much, Carolyn Stimbert, for coming in and talking about Peninsula Housing Authority and the program you have and the rental situation here and home building opportunity for people. So you can contact Peninsula Housing Authority in Port Angeles or in Port Townsend just to get more information if you want to volunteer or potentially build your own home.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for coming in.